Welcome, welcome everyone to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and
Dosha. So, you're so funny. I'm so glad you said the name of the show because I think sometimes we forget to say the name. Good job, girl.
Oh, thank you. I do. I totally forget. I'm just sitting here bouncing around to the music.
Me too.
The love boat music, as Q called it.
Exactly.
Happy Q Day.
Yes. Happy
Q Day.
My dear
sister.
I know. I love you. Happy to be here.
Oh, I love you too. So happy to be here. Thank you. Big shout out. Thank you to BBS. We love you. Couldn't do this without you. And so I have to say, Zosha, connect with Kelly. If you tuned in the last hour, connect with Kelly. Oh my gosh. I felt expansion. Kelly, I felt you. I felt you when you were sharing, right, Zosha? Sharing from your heart. And I was taking some notes that I love the nowing. Isn't that good?
Yes.
It's nowing.
It's funny. I had a word too. I'll say it later. And the futuring.
Yeah.
Futuring. And what was exciting too, to feel you, I always say Kelly, connect with Kelly to me, that we really are all sounding alike, not just repeating, but living it, you know, and sharing from experience. Mm. You feel even with all the callers, just, yes, it's like you could finally start to see our family like really gelling together. And I just keep feeling the party. You can party with people who are in the same place.
That's,
you know,
right.
When you're speaking the same, being the same. It's cool. Very cool.
Exactly. And BBS is like the Q train. Like, choo-choo. Like, right. It's the Q train. I love it.
With the trampoline on it. Don't forget the trampoline.
With the trampoline. That's right.
That could be dangerous. Trampoline on a
Oh, we could figure something out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can definitely figure that out.
We can figure it out. Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
BBS, you're so good. I'm feeling really good. So synchronistic, Zosha. Why am I? I'm not surprised anymore as to what we wanted to talk about today and what Kelly just shared on her show.
Is she listening to us?
I feel like she is.
I know. It's like, damn, girl, she's listening to our conversation.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So it's so synchronistic. And Kelly, I loved when you shared in the beginning about your love note to your 20. That was so sweet and so inspiring. And it inspired me to say to my 20, I love you. I don't know if you're listening. Maybe one day you will be, or maybe you're listening now, but I feel you. I love you. I love connecting with you. And it's just so much fun. So I just had to share that.
I love it.
Thank you, Kelly, for that inspiration. Okay. So today, the topic for today, the show title is The Messy Middle, right? That is the show title for today. And, you know, we don't come up with show titles till afterwards, but I was, as we were talking this week, I was, that just came to me and I shared it with you, The Messy Middle.
I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just preface, you know, why this came up. So what's the why? I'm a rationale girl. I love to know the why. Not that we always need to know it, but it's more out of curiosity. So, and Zosha, chime in, you know, girl, chime in anytime.
Oh, you know, I don't hold back.
I love it. Like,
I just wanted to say, can I say something? When you said the messy middle earlier in the week? Yes. I said it's so funny because I was going to say to you, we have these conversations without realizing we have conversations. And I was going to say to Lauren, do you have something? Because I really just want to sit in the passenger seat. Can you drive? And then I'm like, well, should I sit on the passenger seat or the back seat? You tell me, because I do like to be a backseat driver, but you go, girl. Sorry, just feeling so dumb.
No, I love
so silly.
I love it. It's perfect. Yeah, I love that. Like, hey, yeah, you want to drive this week? You go, girl. Oh, speaking of which, I got to give a shout out to the Yorktown Charter Sailing Charter Company. I went out on a I think it was a 72 foot schooner on a little couple hours on a sailing trip on the boat named the Alliance.
Of course. I love it.
Right. I was inspired to go, and it's this huge, huge boat. I learned it's a schooner because it actually has an extra sail. So there's actually two mainsails. And I actually, Zosia, was able to assist in hoisting that sail, those sails up.
How synchronistic too. Isn't that metaphorical?
Exactly. Exactly. It was a bunch of guys. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do it. And I had fun. It was fun. So shout out to them, to the crew. They were amazing. I had a great time. And I saw some dolphins.
Yay.
I got to see
some
beautiful.
They saw you.
Yes, yes. And I was just talking to one of the crew members. I was sharing with him about, oh, I just went to Bimini. I swam with the dolphins. And we were just chatting. And then bam, all of a sudden, like, I don't know, on the when we were heading back to the dock, hey, look, dolphins. Of course.
Did they swim with the boat like in the Bahamas?
No, they were pretty far away.
Okay.
In the distance, underneath the bridge there in Yorktown. But yeah, awesome. I just wanted to give them a shout out. If you're ever in the Yorktown area, they do a couple of sails throughout the day. So really cool. Okay, so the messy middle. So this week, as Kelly shared on her show, I've been feeling the light pulsing in big time. I'm sure what say you? Okay.
Oh yeah. It's all around.
It's all around. I'm feeling the light pulsing in and, you know, I'm feeling a lot of shifting going on. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but I'm feeling a lot of things shifting internally within myself. I'm sure you, Zosia, all of us, right? And I noticed I was having a little bit of a difficult week. I had things that were popping up for me, and I won't go into detail, but things, so we could call the darkness within us that's not the truth. You know, that's, we could term it darkness, wherever we want to call it. There were things that were being illuminated. The light was coming, the light's coming in. When the light, the dark cannot exist where the light is. So whatever shadows, whatever things, densities, whatever you want to call it, that are still within me, it was coming up, showing itself, and being illuminated. And okay, what's my choice? My choice is I'm going to clear this stuff. And so that's really, you know, what I noticed. And I had a little bit of a challenge this week navigating that. I've been asking for my next step for a little bit now. What's my next step? Excuse me. And my next step is just learning how to sit in stillness and in peace and just nowing, as Kelly would say it, not futuring, but nowing. But I've been resisting it because whatever you want to call it, boredom, restlessness, agitation. And so I noticed that's what's wanting to happen for me. Because when you are able to sit in that stillness, it's in that peace in your heart, it's a beautiful place to be. It's in the now, and you get a lot of your knowledge. That's not the only reason why you do it, is the knowledge, but just being in the now. So I noticed that the spiritual journey for me started in 2018. And just learning, okay, we are the creators, and circumstances don't matter, and like I'm you know, so that started in 2018 for me, and I've been building upon it and building upon it. I guess you could say I'm kind of a baby in this. I'm got the training wheels, you know, training wheels on, but learning how to just let go. And it's we can sit here and say it, but doing it's a different story. So when I talk about sitting and just being, I'm talking about, you don't go and read a book. You don't go and scroll social media. You don't go and, you know, whatever the external stimulation is, whatever you want to call it, you are literally just sitting there with yourself. You're watching the thoughts. You're observing the thoughts that come in. And you get to choose, what are you going to do with that? So that, to me, that's where this show topic came up for me. And I will say that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm still having these things pop up for me. And, you know, being, you know, judging myself, here we go, self-sabotage, all this stuff. So that is the inspiration for today's show topic. And anything before I move on, anything that you wanted to add to that?
Oh, that's such a, so, there's so much there. The self-sabotage. Why do we keep, I do it too. Why do we keep choosing bed partners who speak poorly to ourselves? Do you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just the programming of talking to ourselves like that. Shame, the words that you used. Why do we keep choosing to hang out with them? They're not our friends. Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't want to keep saying, you know what I mean? I say that a lot. It's like beautiful. that's what came up for me. We're the light. We are, Kelly references too, I feel, someone on the show, owning our space, owning our light. No, wait, we know who we are. We're the light. Mm-hmm. So it's, for me, it's a reframe. Instead of the lesser frequency words, I choose the higher frequency words. That's a choice. It's not, it doesn't just come overnight, right? Mm-hmm. It just comes. So here's the thing too, that we talked about too, Lauren, is just, we can know things. We can read that inspirational quote. We can know things about ourselves, but it's that middle that I feel you're discussing. It's like, okay, there's kind of seems like a process to incorporating it into our being, or a time to releasing it. Like you said, look at it. That's, to me, beautiful, because if we're not going to look at it, it's just going to keep hanging out. We just keep stuffing it down. So being that radically honest, like you're sharing, gets us to see it and let it evaporate and stop being in bed with those things. Let them go. But this seems to be a process. Do you observe that as well? Is process a word you would use, or is there another word?
No, I like process. And just to piggyback on what you shared, Zosia, you know, you can sit there and like you said, you can teach it, you can say it, you can read an inspirational quote, you know, but until you're actually doing it, and like we talked about, like, this is a study, like I'm studying myself, like I'm observing myself. But doing it is a completely different thing. I mean, actually doing it.
And that's the knowing for me. That's that experience. You know, the beauty of Q really giving the simplest advice, and we get to decide what we're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, how we're going to process, that's up to us. It's, I had this, I shared with Lauren during the week that sometimes in the past, I used to feel bad about having a sort of optimistic disposition or seeing things slightly differently. Here's what my friend would say to me years ago. He's like, okay, you walk into a bar. Do you want to know how to start a conversation with anyone? Yeah. How do you start a conversation? Isn't it awful? And that was such a profound lesson for me to observe. Oh my gosh, it's so true. When I was being around people, it's the, isn't it awful? Oh, the wife sucks. You know, we don't have to go into that. Mm-hmm. And I just observed it. I don't really fit in here. It's not very inspiring. I'm very well aware if you're the person who's in a state of peace or in a happy mood and everyone else is kind of, isn't it awful? You really don't fit. You're really not the one people want to hang around, because it's what you're saying. I feel like it mirrors the stuff in them. Mm-hmm. So it's the most fulfilling, but a lonely path in the matrix. I feel one of the callers said they enjoyed their alone time. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because there's fullness in that. And that's kind of what you touched on as well, is sitting and being with yourself. I'll pass it to you in 1 second. What came to me is the visual of, okay, when we're sitting being with ourselves, sometimes those nasty fur balls come up. Right? We can stuff it back down and pretend it's not there. But what does a cat have to do? Has to release the fur ball.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it feel like you had some fur balls this week?
Oh my God. Just a little sticky wickets and fur balls. Yeah. I'm like, oh God, you again.
Exactly. Keep trying to break up.
Right. Exactly. And Zosia, so I'm learning. I'm like, okay, you got this, girl. You can do this. And I remember I called into Q one time and I was sharing something and he's like, you can do this. And he's talking to all of us, right? You've been in a war for 8 years. Now the war within yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what's really the battle is. You can do this. We can do this. I have to be my own cheerleader a lot of times.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, but at the same time, like having kindness and compassion with myself and like, okay, you know, okay, that happened. All right. Accept it, you know, not good or bad. Right. But yeah, I mean, I felt something, you know, how, I think it was Kelly mentioned on her show. Was it Kelly? I think so. Basically when, you know, you have something that a density that wants to come up. So whenever something comes up for me in my body, I always look at the spiritual meaning of this. What is the spiritual meaning? Because the body, the energy has to go somewhere and it'll manifest. If you don't clear it, it manifests physically. So I had something pop up and I'm like, oh God, here we go again. So it came to me like, what this represents. So I'm talking to this part of my body and I'm like, I feel a release. And I'm like, wow. I mean, wow, this really works. I mean, it's true. It's true. So that's something that just popped up to share, that was inspired to share. So yes, the messy middle, having kindness and compassion with myself while things are still popping up. And it's okay. It's okay. I loved how Kelly also shared about, you know, and we can tie this into the next topic about, excuse me. Hold on one second. Okay. So I looked up, you know, what is the spiritual significance of the boredom? Like what's going on there? And it gave a couple things, right? And this is just a guide. My spirit knows all the answers, but sometimes I like to use tools. Well, something popped up for me and it says, that popped up when I was looking it up. Deeper connection with your spirit. It wants to grow that connection and deepen it. So, okay, well, how do you do that? And Kelly brought up her knowing and what in her interpretation was it's soft. It's a felt sense. It's nonverbal. And I just loved that. I love that you shared that, Kelly, because it went into, for me, I'm like, okay, well, so something that I'm working on now, Zosia, is recognizing my spirit. In my head versus my heart. No one teaches you this stuff. So I'm having to, you know, I'm learning we're all learning as we go. What does my spirit feel like? What does my spirit sound like? How do I recognize her? Feeling and a knowing. And, you know, that's just something else that I'm, you know, that's popped up for me. And something that my friend California Dave shared with me that I asked his permission if it was okay to share this. And he said, yes. But, you know, I asked him this question and he, you know, I loved his response. Spirit never, quote, tells you to do anything. It never violates your freedom of choice. It merely gives suggestions. You get to choose whether you follow them or not. But at the same time, spirit will never lead us astray. The better we can recognize our spirit's voice, the more we can live in alignment with it. And the more in alignment we are, the more peace and joy we can experience. Spirit doesn't give whys, just direction. Call so-and-so, go to the office, turn left here, and so on. That's why trust is so important. We follow the direction in the, quote, darkness or not knowing. Trusting that something good or great will come from it. Does our spirit love us? Does our spirit want the very best for us? Trust that. when we follow the divine direction without knowing the why, we're acting in faith and trust. And if we receive divine direction and then ask why, then are we really trusting our spirit? So I just loved what he shared. You know, always so helpful for me and gives me a lot to ponder. So anything that comes to you that you want to share with that, Zosia?
I feel knowing your spirit is the bottom line, which is why it's the first command taught by Q and Ron. And listen to the older shows, they had you repeat it three times, do it three times. So knowing your spirit is paramount because the light only lives in the now, right now. Like he would say, 5 seconds ago is the past, right now. So being in the now is being one with, in flow with your spirit. And there's so many things. It's really detaching from the body. It is really a witnessing. I shared with you earlier, didn't realize it at the time, but I have a witnessing state. I have had it for a while. So it's a sense of detachment. It's really feeling the spirit speaking in impulses or in, I don't even know how to say it, impressions in a sense. People call it intuition. I connected to that when I was younger. That absolute knowing and acting on it. But when we're busy in emotions, in feelings that aren't ours, 100% of our thoughts and feelings are not ours, for the people wrote. So what is it? It's really just a matter for me of managing that, managing and detaching from the physical vessel and what's coming through. The words you spoke of, shame or all of that other stuff, just isn't me. So it just got easy in a certain way. Oh, there you are again, put you to the side. Go back in and just feel my inner light, my peace. I don't know if you had a question there. We talked about it, but what is it? It is a feeling. I don't know what to do if you don't feel it. I don't know. I only can speak from my own experience, but it's developing a relationship. It's sort of switching, like the poles switching. We're so used to living from the outside of us perspective. There's a period of time, and perhaps you're calling the messy middle, where, you know, that, what do you call those things? Where the sand goes through the jar.
Oh, the hourglass?
Yeah. So not to focus on the time part, but it's kind of like that thing turning upside down and reversing. So there's just a beautiful, gentle process. We're just getting back to our true selves. So for me, there's no need to ever speak to myself poorly. It's like talking to my child who's like come out of something and I'm going to speak poorly to them. No, never. I love my spirit. If I can't feel my spirit, I love my spirit. I know I'm climbing out of this war. So I'll never let that low frequency language come into my field. You know what I mean? That's half the battle in some ways.
Yeah.
And then just really just know and remembering it. That's the key too. I know we don't remember, but I remind myself, I am the light. That's it. I remind myself however often I need to. I was walking the other day, all these beings were coming from, I'm like, what is going on? I shrink wrapped myself again. But what I did was I said to myself, I'm the light. Now there's crowds of people coming at me. And this is my space. This is my creation. I'll share it with whoever. I claimed my space. My body got taller. This just came spontaneously, but these wings came out of my back. I envisioned them. I was way taller than I am in physicality. And I walked with a smile down my lane. And it was very interesting to study my capabilities of being the light. I owned my space. And these beings, I'm just saying, there were some that received me with the same smile, the same knowing. And there were some, it was just interesting and kind of odd behavior. But I had such a study of myself to reclaiming my space. I have the right to be here. This is our space. So it's that thing flipping. I'm now living from my light perspective. With love for anyone who, you know, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with that. I'm just owning my space. I'm owning my spirit. I am here to help anyway, but I'm also here to hold my space. I have to do that first. So going within, feeling your spirit. To me, I just share that because that was an exercise of really using the capabilities of my spirit. So it also helps me know my spirit better. So there's so many different ways to know. But yeah, I think you're so right to touch on that. It is the main part. We're spirits. So if we don't know that in terms of an intimate relationship, you spoke about your 20. Well, we're our 20 first, right? Mm-hmm. You're the choir. Yeah. I know you know this. We're our 20 first.
That's right.
So as much as, you know, maybe a reframe, Sue, I might think if I'm so desirous, and I am, to be with my partner, well, until that time comes, I want to be the perfect myself. I want to be my perfect self. I want to be completely authentic. It doesn't come with the outer personality traits. You know, I just want to be myself first. That was a lot. Yeah. Did you get anything from that?
No, I did. It's beautiful. It was exquisitely stunning. See,
magnificent. You're magnificent. Oh, wait, one more piece to add to that with that word. Yeah. The messy middle. Can it also be, we can get back to this in a second, but can it also be the magnificent middle?
Ooh, I like that.
Sometimes we only focus on the maybe negative side because that's so strong. But can it, not to deny that we're feeling that, but can it also be magnificent possibly at the same time?
Yeah.
Can it be the yin yang of both? Is it a practice to maybe start focusing on maybe the higher frequency perspective? This sucks, but I have faith, or I know somehow, I know everything's getting better. I know the light is here completely. And I know this is going to transition greater at some point. And I know that this sucky crap is perhaps part of the detox, like you discussed at the beginning, and just hold the possibility that it is magnificent as well.
Mm.
Storms clear crap out of places.
Yeah, they do. Ooh, I love that. I love that, Zosia.
Yay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And two, this just came up for me with what you were sharing. Kelly mentioned a surrender. Right. And I believe I mentioned that to you.
You did.
Yeah. This morning. It's that I'm like, I'm resisting it. I'm just like, oh my God, like, but this is uncomfortable. Just, you know, sitting through that uncomfortable, and I can sit here and say it, but when you're doing it, it's completely different. It's very different. And you finally get to a place of surrender, meaning, you know, literally I'd sit there and I'm like, Spirit, I need help. Please help me. I don't know how to get through this. My body doesn't know, but my spirit knows all. So please help me. But you have to get to that point where, like, I recognize, like, you know, like, Lauren, just let go. Let go, girl. Easier said than done. But you get to a place of surrender. And I feel so much happens when you come to that place.
I love that word, surrender. And again, there's still that process, right, of surrendering. From my own experience, I've surrendered in the past and then recognized, shit, oh, I didn't surrender obviously enough. So even that in itself was a process for me, and still does, not in a state of perfection. You know, it's just knowing that that's okay. It's just a release of that. But when the surrender comes, at least I did, I knew it. Like, I felt it in every cell. Just, there's a certain point we just get so sick of the whatever, mind noise, outside stuff, not liking your body, not liking your mind, whatever. At some point, it all serves a purpose. You know, it's kind of like someone's making noise and it's noise. You know, you're good. You can sit for it. At a certain point, it's just like, oh, I got to leave the room. Mm-hmm. It's like that. You just get sick of it. That's sickness. I feel that's what Key would say, when you just get sick.
Yeah.
We've all experienced it in some form, but at a certain point it's on a grand scale. Mm-hmm. And there's just a let go. It's just, it's magnificent.
It is.
It is magnificent because there is a beauty in both. the difficult and the easy.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. And that's, I mean, why we're here, you know, duality. Do you know, it's so interesting, Zosha. I remember telling my mother many years ago, I was going through something really difficult. And I said, I wish I didn't have to feel so much. It hurts. This hurts. And then learning, you know, well, actually, it's quite magnificent to be able to feel, because where we come from, there is just peace. It's, you know, we wanted to come play. We wanted to come feel and experience. And so just in hindsight, just I'm like, wow, you made that comment. And I was obviously, I had no idea what was, you know, the story. But yeah, it's
and oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, there's also a choice in that as well, in what we feel. I'm starting to recognize as well, like every choice of every, what did Q say? Not in a direct quote, but every choice we make is a session to ascension. We don't have to choose to participate in certain feelings. That's just, it's practice. I know it was a practice for me, but even everything we do or don't do is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's right.
Just knowing I hear one more thing that came, just knowing for me, knowing, let me ask you this, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I want to figure out how to say it. Do you feel like, I'll just say it this way. Do you feel like things are getting better or will get better?
Yes. Okay. I know it.
Okay. You know it. Beautiful. So I know it too. So I use that as an anchor. So it came to me during the week, the phrase, hold the line. Mm. Oh, hold the line. That hold the line. We know the light is all around us. We know things are getting better. So if I'm going through a storm or fur balls coming up, I can observe it. I don't have to become one with it. I observe it, but hold the line.
Mm.
Love right?
That.
It's anchored in that knowing. We know, we don't doubt. Okay, when we do doubt, hold the line anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch it pass, which is what I feel like you're bringing up from moments this week. Hold the line has so many other meanings.
And that's that having faith, just, you know, you know, but yet you can't, you don't know the steps to get there. I want to live all over the world, and I want to go, I want to live at the ocean with the crystal clear blue water, and I want to be out in the water swimming with dolphins and, you know, dolphin birthing center. I don't know how in the hell this is all going to happen. I really don't. But, you know, it's that trust. And something else that was brought up.
Like a marathon, not a race.
There you go. Steady Eddie. I remember Q saying, as long as we're steady Eddie.
Yep.
Patience.
Yep.
Isn't that patience is a tough one. You know, we want it now. Me included. I'm raising my hand. Me now. Right.
And on that, remembering this is an emotional planet. So are we going to choose to hang out or are we going to choose? Like you said, it's, we need patience, but I don't like it. Okay, cool. Now what? Are we going to hang out with the emotions, or are we going to be spiritually mature? You know what I mean? It's a, Q used that phrase once. I'm like, oh, I like that, spiritual maturity. And to me, that's that knowing, like really anchoring in and relying on our knowing, not the doubting. The doubting is the emotional planet that we know is not us. There's almost like a burden of truth. We know more by being with Q, Ron, and all of that. We know there are outside factors influencing our thoughts and emotions. So it's like the burden. It's not a burden. The truth sets us free, but it can feel like a burden because we know more. We're very aware of the battle that we're in, right? So that it's that maturity, spiritual maturity that he used. I'm like, oh, yes, that's a choice. This sucks. But I still choose to hold the line because I know it doesn't take away the ease or dis-ease of it, but it loosens the grip.
Right, right. You know what? Something that came up for me when you were talking the emotion part is the hardest part for me because I feel so much. I feel so much. And separating, you know, even knowing what we know, I still have a hard time with it because the feeling is so freaking strong. I can see it. So if I unzip my earth suit and my spirit steps out, my light body steps out and looking at the situation, I know what's going on 100%. But I guess it's that spiritual maturity that I'm still growing it, that separating the feeling versus what you just said, Zosha. So I've, you know, work in progress here.
In the choir, right? That is life, a work in progress. We're getting out of this war of everything that we shared. So yes, we would put our hands out to everyone and help in any way. That's why we do this. But what you're saying is it's that fine line. Yes, it's so uncomfortable. I feel like it's you, not you, all of us. It's like wiping that. It feels so, we're so used to the feelings sometimes. They seem like us. But like you said, when you zip off your meat suit, I used to practice that. I used to visualize myself peeling off my suit. You go sit over there for a while. You need a timeout. I'm a little weird, but that's what I would do and visualize it because that helped me. I'm a visual person, so it helped me. And I'd imagine myself just sitting in my presence, in my light. Mm-hmm. And give it all a break because my meat suit's over there.
I love that.
You know, like a little, you know, like you take your clothes off at night and put them, they kind of flop to the floor.
Yeah.
Just for a break. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm ready to go back out, I get back in my meat suit vehicle. We're looking at it like a car. It's just the vehicle for source, for the light to move around. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I always thought it was funny when Q said we picked the best of the worst.
Right.
It's funny, but I feel what you're saying really, and have many experiences with that feeling. But I'll just say again, that feeling I shared once, I was in my closet, just to empathize with you, it being in my closet once, bawling on the floor in a heap, hysterically crying over something that happened. And I just found it came out of me and just said, all right, I get it. Thank you. I said, thank you. Now, if you knew what I was crying about, you'd be like, what? How would you ever thank anyone for this? No, thank you. There's something inside of me that knew it was magnificent. And in hindsight, I look back and all of the lives that were involved, it was magnificent. So it's that knowing without having clarity, but I just knew deep down it was going to bring pearls. You know, or the diamonds were going to sparkle more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful share. I love that. I'm trying to, okay, well, what's, and after you, after, so now looking back at it, I mean, it strengthened you, right? It sounds like it strengthened you for sure in so many ways.
Absolutely. This human vessel learns from pain.
Yeah.
As Q said, right? And mm-hmm. I bet you can look back at the things you went through. Now, there's another story that it was inflicted on us, but putting that aside, as a light, if you look back in the events that happened in your life, okay, we might not choose that way to learn, but nonetheless, would you agree we've come out better because of them?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, so there's a process. There's a book. I know I recommended it to you. If I can just share it with the listeners as well, that was profoundly helpful to me. It's a spiritual book that I read years ago, and actually found out yesterday it was written in 1922. It's a book called Siddhartha, and it's by Hermann Hesse. It's not a long read, but it's profound. If you can get, it's a little slow at the beginning, but if you go through it, it describes a spiritual journey. During the time of Buddha. And it just helped me so much to see through the eyes of someone else, of how they perceive their difficulties or their ease, their boredom, or their calamities. It's anyway, I just couldn't recommend it highly enough if you're in the place to and want to hear someone else's story. Sometimes I get sick of my own story. It was helpful to read someone else's.
Yeah. Excuse me. I purchased that book and I'm in the middle of it, and it is very good. It's like you said, it's always helpful to read it. So it's always helpful to hear someone else's perspective. And right.
And it mirrors what we're doing too, which is cool. And again, 1922, that was over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still profoundly applicable right now because there's a consciousness in it. It's a spiritual journey towards peace and enlightenment for Siddhartha. And one thing I wrote that was noted is wisdom is found and lived, which is what we're talking about through experiences, being better for it. It ekes out some wisdom in all of those experiences, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, it does. And I wanted to, and just since we're on the topic of books, to share the book that you sent me. It was so sweet. Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't recommend it enough. I think, did you see the chat, Zosia?
Yeah, we're at the end. What do you feel?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, go for it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good, BBS.
Yeah.
While we're taking that, let me just say something. I think it's very funny about you mentioned Twin Flame and Kelly had mentioned Twin Flame. And on the For the People post, the most recent one, Frequency Specific, did you see the image where they posted First Date Idea?
Yes, and it was loved it.
The two twinnies on the dragon. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
So I say to the universe, yes. If you're asking, yes, that is the first date I would love.
Me too. I'm right there with you, girl. I have a feeling a lot of others would agree. Well, speaking of Kelly, I mean, Kelly, are you with us?
She was with us already. Hi, third lady on the show.
Good with you.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Great show. Hi, Kelly.
Yeah, awesome show.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say thank you for the love and all everything you're sharing and all the voices sounding the same. And, you know, I know I hope I can say we chat a lot, but the conversations that we share are just so precious. And I'm feeling some emotion coming up, but it's not an accident that our voices are front and center right now, because I was feeling that there's so many people out there that want to know more about the internal experience, the felt sense of what is it, you know, how do you, Q has often said, you know, how do you bottle it? How do you put it in a can? And I think we're doing it. Mm. We're doing it.
Yes, we are.
That, you guys. And I just wanted to call and thank you for showing up and just being brave and just putting yourself out there. And just thank you so much. I love you both so much.
Oh, we love you too, Kelly. Thank you so much for that. I agree that it's interesting that of the two, of both of our shows, we're talking about a very similar topic of experiencing it. And how, well, kind of just what I read from the Siddhartha book, wisdom is lived. Mm-hmm. You know, that comes. How do you put it in the bottle? You have to live it. You can't. Everyone, you know, Q knows the answer. And people would always say, you can't. You have to live it.
Yeah.
And we are perhaps, that's the magnificence of the difficulties we've had or the challenges. Because it's not that there were difficulties, but we kept getting up and we kept coming through. And now we're here to talk about it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, Kelly. Oh, I love you so much. And just, mm-hmm. I mean, thank you. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing, you know, sharing from your heart and what you're going through on the show. Because I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm like, gosh, how much do I share? Like, I mean, do I share it all? Like, you know what I mean? Like how much, yeah, I don't go into specifics, but
how messy are we going to share?
How, I mean, are we going to get like, you know, my hair is a hot mess and my face is red and my eyes are puffy because I've been crying messy, or like how messy, right? There's levels of messiness. So right back at you, beautiful angel sister of just sharing your heart. And I loved how you shared about the call with when you called in with Q. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, that took so much bravery. And I mean, and I believe it was the callers that you had on your show who called in and commented on that, and that how each person, they shared how it helped them and how they felt you. I felt you too. I felt you too on that call. And so we're doing it. I mean, so right back at you.
Yeah, we are.
And
yeah, we are. I just, go ahead.
Just to add to that call, I felt you as well at the time. And we talked about it, which is the beauty and the proof of authenticity. People can feel your authenticity, all of our authenticity. If we inspire others by what we're sharing, how incredible is that? And just the last piece is what you pointed out for Q, what I'd always marvel at, the beauty. He shows me unconditional love, the love that he showed you and the rest of us by being, quote, cold and not allowing you to go where you were going. The beauty and the strength needed in that position is profound. It's like a timeout for the children. And I just want to note that for the work that he does. And as you did too, and I know we're speaking to the choir, but really just to hold that space for him and Mermaid, holding that space is not easy. Love isn't love and light all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Love sometimes is not participating. Love sometimes is not doing it the way everyone expects you to do it, or not doing it out of obligation. That's a stunning example of love. So thank you too for you to make that call and allow me to see that side of it as well.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, you know, the hindsight thing is it is 2020. I'm so glad I made that call, but I was in the, I guess you could call it the magnificent middle there. I mean, that was, yeah, that was not a fun time, but here I am, here we are. And, you know, being transparent, being vulnerable, being on a show, you know, all of it, it's a choice. You can choose not to. You can choose not to be vulnerable. It's a choice. And I guess choosing to be vulnerable and transparent is, it's just straight from my heart. I can't help myself because that's who I am. That's just who I am. So, and I know I'm speaking to the choir, and that's, I just want to acknowledge you too. And just share all my love and thanks for all the kudos. I'm so grateful for both of you.
Lauren, can we ask Kelly the question?
Sure.
About Kelly, do you, in hindsight, when you look back at difficult moments in your life, do you feel that they were significant for you, that without them, do you know what I mean? Were they magnificent for you?
Absolutely. Every stinking one of them. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've known it all along because I've been able to most of my life look back and go, oh, that's why. Oh, I see what brought me from that to this. When you were speaking, Zosha, I don't remember what you were saying, but I like the word anticipate instead of maybe wait or, you know, I have patience for this. It's more like, you know, okay, yeah, I'm going through this right now and I'm just anticipating what's going to come from it. Because I know it's going to be beautiful, whatever it is, because I will allow it. I'm allowing this to take me where I know I want to go. And, you know, we are still in these little vessels that got to experience certain things still. So I hope that makes sense. I don't know if I answered your question.
It does. Go, Lauren. Go fish, Lauren.
Yeah, no, and I what you said is when you talked about Zosha, I think when you said we connect because we feel your authenticity, you know, the light, recognizing the light. I feel it, you know, when I'm listening to you, I feel it. I know it. Right. And that's what we're all doing,
Yeah.
You know, and I love, you know, sharing from, you know, my experience too. And it takes a lot because a lot of, you know, just like that song, Dirty Laundry by Don, you know, what's the guy's
Don name? Henley, you shared Don, that was so good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so glad. Yeah, like it's like, okay, how much of the dirty laundry? And people don't, you know, people don't want to hear that. Well, no, they might, because they're probably going through the same thing and they're like, oh my God, this is, something's off here. So I love doing the same, you know, and just as hopefully it will inspire others. And if I can be, if I can allow myself to be vulnerable and authentic and just share from the heart, you know, really there's, that's all you need. Right.
That's who you are. That's just who you are.
You too. Yeah.
And my lesson has been being able to share my clean laundry. That's what I used to suppress. Like, that's the other side of it. I used to dim my light because I'd feel people's discomfort. So for me in my life, I have had my share. I have had many accidents, many stuff. So not to say I earned the peace that I'm at, and I'm embracing that and sharing it as well. I'm not dimming it anymore. Now what the beautiful thing is, then I meet you both. Do you know what I mean? Like being myself and all of us and the callers you had, and we all get to meet. So it's that balance of the two that it isn't it awful? Walk into a bar. I want to go into the, isn't it great? Like, let's also chat about that. Let's chat about that too. I'm just as thrilled.
Yeah.
We're helping each other. Like, how could I, you know, with what I shared with you and Kelly, and then you're able to share with me, you know, it's just, it's like the yin and the yang. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm glad you brought that up, Socia. I'm glad you shared that.
Thanks, Laura.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's... I think we need to make a new joke. Three angels walk into a bar.
Yes. What's the punchline? We'll have to work on that.
Right. We got to work on that one.
I got a drink. I got a drink though. I got a drink. Ooh. A drink name. Tan cheeks. Tan cheeks. That's the drink, you know. I was telling y'all about tanning my cheeks. So tan cheeks is going to be a drink name for the Hussy.
Sounds like coffee. It sounds like coffee. I guess you can make a drink tan. Like, what kind of fruit is tan? Love it.
Yeah.
It's the cheeks.
For sure.
Cheeky angels.
Oh, good one. Good one. I'm down with that. I can be pretty cheeky.
Yeah, you can.
I know I can.
We know you can. We all know you can now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. We're going to have two huts on the beach.
Yeah.
The Cheeks and Hussy Hut.
That's right.
Great.
And we debuted it on your show, Connect with Kelly.
That's right.
Yeah, you did.
He was debuting his.
We'll be advertising it on my show too.
Actually, we'll do our shows from the huts. How about that?
I love it.
Looking at the beach, like you always envision, Lauren, right?
So the ocean. It's got to be crystal clear blue, though. I gotta do crystal clear blue. Mm-hmm. I gotta see what I'm swimming in. But yeah,
it's coming.
Every time I hear that, I think of "Take Me to the Beach" by Imagine Dragons. "Take Me to the Beach" is one of my favorite songs. So good, a little Pump Pepper. Yeah, well, undisclosed location. We might know where it is. Undisclosed location right now.
That's right. Charlie's being quiet.
That's right.
So 1 minute, Kelly, thank you for calling in. We love you. BBS, we love you.
All of our listeners,
we love you. And guess who's coming up? Our favorite letter, PRQ Homestead. We love you, Q and Mermaid.
We love you. Check out forthepeople.space if you want to learn more about Q and Mermaid.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap. We'll be right back.